We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Greg Cosell, NFL Films, NFL Network. Greg, how are you?
CC.
Doing great, guys. How are you?
Doing good. Very ready for tomorrow. Obviously, we've been talking about it and getting ready for it and excited about it and all that. And I want to start with the position that at least it feels like is most likely the Falcons will take. We'll see. Certainly is a need. But the edge rusher, which of the guys that are going to get drafted do you feel like is most NFL ready?
Well, the guy I feel is most NFL ready might not even be on their draft board because of medicals, and that's Latu from UCLA. I think he's the most toolsy edge rusher in this draft. He's very refined, but I know for a fact that there'll be many teams that don't even have him on their draft board just because of his medical history. But he's a really, really good prospect. He reminded me watching him this year, and I actually watched him last summer too from his 2022 tape. He reminded me of T.J. Watt coming out of Wisconsin. You know, similar build, similar way he moved. And again, so people understand, I'm not talking about T.J. Watt right now, right, where he's, you know, arguably one of the two or three best pass rushers in the league. But I think Latu stylistically is similar.
What about the other two guys, Greg, that are being, you know, especially Dallas Turner? Obviously, he's being mocked to the Falcons. And like you said, I'm with you on the Latu thing. But now I come around. If no teams, the Falcons don't mind it, I don't mind it. But between Verse and then Dallas Turner, what are the differences between those two guys?
Yeah, they're totally different, Randy. Verse is a power player. Verse has great first-step explosiveness. He's a hand-in-the-ground rusher. Okay. When he's in a three-point stance, he has no wasted steps, no wasted motion. When he stands up, he has wasted steps. So he is an old-school, put your hand in the ground, rush the quarterback, big-time power. That's his game. He's a power player. Turner is much more of the athlete. Turner is bendy, flexible. Not that he has no power, but that's not really the way his game is built. He's an explosive athlete, pretty loose-hipped. That motorcycle lean we talked about where he can clear the arc and flatten his rush path to the quarterback. So they're totally different types of players. You have to decide, you know, number one, who you like better, and number two, which series of traits do you feel is better for a guy to be truly successful in the league. You can be successful either way, right, but, you know, you have to decide which guy you like.
With the Falcons picking at 8, and again, who knows what happens in front of them, but seems pretty possible that they'll be the first.
A lot of offensive players are going to be taken in front of them. That's what we do know.
Exactly. Pretty good chance all offensive players will be taken in front of them.
Yep.
So they'll have the first crack at a defensive player if they want to go that direction. Is there an interior defensive lineman that you feel is worthy of them selecting at number 8?
Well, to be honest with you guys, I don't get caught up in like the idea of reaching for a player because I don't do mocks and I don't do lists. Mm-hmm. I think Byron Murphy is the best interior defensive player in this draft. I think that, you know, the thing about drafting guys early or drafting guys wherever you draft them, if they turn out to be great players, they're great players. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I'm not comparing Byron Murphy one-on-one to Aaron Donald, but I think Aaron Donald was, what, like the 13th or 14th pick in a draft, if memory serves me correctly.
Yep.
So, you know, Byron Murphy to me is clearly the best interior D-tackle. He's stylistically similar to Aaron Donald. So, you know, if that's what you're looking for, you know, he's a three technique. He's a gap player. But he's very, very strong. His lower half is just ridiculously strong. But he is an explosive athlete. So to me, if you're looking for a defensive tackle, he'd be the guy.
What about the receiver? I mean, me and Andy, we're pretty much, we're Marvin Harrison. We've been Marvin Harrison Jr. and everything like that. But Malik, I mean, he's been special. I mean, I know he was great last year, but he's been great since he was at LSU. Then, obviously, Roman Dunze, he is another special player. I mean, when you look at all three of these guys, how far apart are the separation, in your opinion, Greg, between the three?
To me, and again, this is just, you know, based on my tape study, and I don't know the guys, so I can't speak to the personalities. I would say that Marvin Harrison and Neighbors are a notch above Adunze. And I think with Harrison and Neighbors, because they're different style receivers, it comes down to who do you like better. I personally like Marvin a little better, but it's not as if one's a 10 and one's an 8. I mean, I like Marvin. He's a 10. You know, Neighbors would be a 9.999. You know, Neighbors is such a powerful man. You know, Neighbors with the ball in his hand is truly special. And he can stop. That's one thing that's rarely talked about with receivers. I mean, he can be running at full speed, and he can stop. And that's really hard to do. So it just comes down to, you know, who you like better, how you see that fitting into your offense. The Falcons essentially have Adunze on their roster. They have Drake London. Mm-hmm. And I think that Neighbors and Harrison are both better prospects than Adunze.
And it sounds like, however you're slicing it, it sounds like those are the top three in terms of that position. Who do you have in the next group? I don't know if it's a fourth and the fifth that are close, but who is the next couple guys at the wide receiver position that you view as right after those three?
Well, and I will say this, guys. There's so many variables when you draft players. Almost everybody is a projection, and then it depends on team, scheme, how they're coached. And that's why a lot of, you know, that's why 32 guys drafted in the first round, all 32 don't become stars. You know, there's so many variables. My next guy, if I was just thinking in terms of traits, and I actually think you can make the argument that his traits are better than Adunze's, is A.D. Mitchell from Texas. I think his film is really, really good. He's got phenomenal traits. I don't know where he's going to get drafted, but he would be my next guy for sure.
Sure.
What is it about – we always know this, G. The quarterbacks are always going to be overdrafted. They're going to be pushed up and everything like that. But, I mean, obviously Caleb is the number one guy. The toss and turn between Drake May and Jaden Daniels, who knows, two or three like that. But the guys after them – and I'm talking about specifically J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, and all those different things. If Michael Penix didn't have the injuries, Greg, would he be in that first-tier group of these guys? And how do you see J.J. McCarthy's game translating?
Well, let me just start by saying all six guys are not going to become all pros. We know that.
Yes.
But we don't know which guys will and which guys won't. That's the thing. You know, but all six will not, you know, if history is any guide. McCarthy is the guy that is the most fascinating to me because, quite frankly, guys, his tape was not very good. He does not have first-round tape. I've spoken to a lot of people in addition, of course, to doing my own work. I probably watched 15 McCarthy games. McCarthy, I've gotten from most people that he's a third-round player, and which pretty much is what the tape says. But we know that's not going to happen. So McCarthy's got a lot of things that need to be really cleaned up if he's going to become a really good player. Plus, he needs to be in a situation that's conducive for that to happen. He needs a complete team, and that may or may not happen depending on how high he gets drafted. So we'll see about McCarthy. And again, in 3 years, maybe he'll be great.
Sure.
But all I can do sitting in my office is watch the tape, and he does not have first-round tape. Penix is an interesting guy because he was in an offense that really featured intermediate and vertical throws, and he's the best intermediate and vertical thrower of the main guys in this draft class. You know, the fascinating thing about Penix is he didn't move a lot in college, but he never got sacked, which means that the ball was coming out. He got rid of the football. So we'll see. Penix throws the ball really, really well. So those two guys, it'll be interesting. McCarthy is, from everything he hears, going to get drafted before Penix, but I think Penix's college tape was far superior to McCarthy's.
Is there any evidence to suggest that the league is getting better at quarterback evaluating?
Well, the way I'd answer that question, Andy, is I think quarterback evaluating is really hard. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, because of social media, it's easy for fans when you get one wrong to say, aha, you liked this guy. okay? You know, somebody brought up to me on tape that I like Josh Allen coming out of UCLA. Well, there's 100 reasons why Josh Allen didn't make it, but I spoke to a coach who said that Josh Allen in that draft was the sweetest thrower to the football in that draft. That's what I'm seeing when I watch tape. Sure. But there's 100 reasons why guys make it or don't make it. And, you know, once you have access to the result, then, you know, the guy sitting in the 700 level, you know, it's easy to say, well, you're wrong. That's easy. You know, coaches get it wrong because there's so many variables. You don't know if the problems you see on tape can be corrected. You don't know if you can reach the quarterback and how you coach him. You don't know the rest of the team. Does he have to score 30 points a game just to compete early in his career? There's so many variables. Guys, it's not that guys are wrong, Andy. These guys know what they're doing. You know, and I think fans think they don't, but they know what they're doing. I'm sure you guys talked to coaches. Randy, you played in the league. Coaches know what they're doing. They work at this 16 hours a day, but there's just so many variables that it's not an exact science.
Last one for me, Greg. You know, I can't let you off this without talking about some of the dogs that are coming out, talking about Brock Bowers. And Mims seemed like they were probably going to be the only two first rounders out of Georgia.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, Mims is one of the most fascinating players in the draft, Randy, because you can make the argument that he's got the best traits of any offensive tackle in this draft. I would make that argument. But he started 8 games, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's been hurt all the time. He's supposed to be a great kid. You may know him. I don't know him, obviously. But, you know, again, this almost relates back to the quarterbacks. If you draft Mims because the traits are ridiculously good, do you know what you're getting for sure, Randy? The guy's played 8 games, mm-hmm. and he's always hurt. So do you know what you're getting for sure?
No.
But yet, if he were to become what the traits say he could become,
right,
and everything changes and he plays, he could be one of the best offensive tackles in the league.
What about Brock?
Well, Brock's just Brock. I mean, what else can you say about him? The guy that I really like and I'm fascinated to see where he gets drafted and how teams see him is Javon Bullard.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
I really like Javon Bullard's tape a lot. I think he's such a smart, aware, savvy player. He played slot in 2022. This year he basically played on the back end for the most part. You know, I think he's just one of those guys that knows how to play ball. You know, Randy, there's always guys like that might not have the best physical traits in the world, but they just know how to ball.
Greg, we appreciate it, as always. Thank you.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right, guys, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.